leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Michelle Franzen. President Trump has added a new round of tariffs impacting pharmaceuticals and furniture and cabinets from overseas. It kicks in October 1st. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
This will likely mean higher costs for American consumers who are relying on things that are made overseas as companies here try to beef up their production and manufacturing. But the president has insisted that this is his policy. He's talked about this for years. He's put things like this into effect so far since taking office. But this is a pretty big one, and there wasn't a lot of lead up or teasing of this like we've seen with other rounds of tariffs.
The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to cut $4 billion in foreign aid that was previously enacted by Congress, even as the case continues to play out in the lower courts. The majority opinion says it seems unlikely international aid groups will have legal standing to seek access to those funds. Storms this weekend raises the flood risk along the East Coast, and a new storm in the Atlantic could strengthen to hurricane next week. This is ABC News. At the UN General Assembly, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivered a speech with dozens of delegates walking out to cheers when he began. Netanyahu criticized world leaders for recognizing a Palestinian state, saying Israel will not stop until Hamas is defeated and all Hamas-held hostages are free. Israel's leader says speakers were positioned at Gaza's border for a message he had for hostages.
We have not forgotten you, not even for a second. The people of Israel are with you. We will not falter. And we will not rest until we bring all of you home.
In Israel, families of the hostages in a statement say Netanyahu's call to finish the job and continue fighting in Gaza endangers the hostages even more and called for an immediate ceasefire. A Brazilian skateboarder boasting two world records, the first for the tallest drop, skating down a ramp built off the side of a 22-story building. Sandra Diaz also broke the record for the fastest speed. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The Pack prepares for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay's Tucker Kraft says he's doing better after suffering a knee injury last week in practice. The tight end says, give me the ball.
I'm going to run each route on the field like I'm going to catch the football, and I'm going to block each play like I'm at the point of attack. You know, I believe that I offer a different kind of consistent explosiveness whenever I get the ball in my hands. So that's always just, you know, my argument is what happens when 85 touches the football. You breaking tackles, is he getting in the end zone? That's just my brand.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field as the Brewers wind down the regular season against the Cincinnati Reds. The magic number for the crew, down to one. Owner Mark Antanasio.
You know, we keep knocking on the door here, and I think getting a bye is really helpful because we get just a little healthier. Look, we'll see starting October 4th, right?
That's the Brewers' Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 80s. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. Currently, it's 66.
heaven, son. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Local news and timeless hits. Welcome to the weekend. 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall, and hold on, I got a keyword coming in just minutes that could score you some nice prizes heading into the weekend.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
I'm not alone.
Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, hey, yeah. Oh, they love me.
desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can sing, it's just mine. You can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Oh, for once in my life, yeah, somebody.
Do you know somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Thank you.
Shocking Blue with Venus. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. I'm Eric Westfall. Good evening. All right. Get that Civic Media app opened up. I've got your multi-state keyword here for the go for the green and gold text to win contest. It is bank. B-A-N-K. You can bank on the fact somebody will win $200 and gold jewelry today. Could it be you? Bank. B-A-N-K. Again, text that in using the Civic Media app. And when you get that confirmation text back, follow the link in that text response. And you'll get some extra contest entries. Yeah, like subscribing to the newsletter or any other things listed there. So, yeah, give yourself an extra chance, right? Bank.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's time for Eye in the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Women Who Run With Scissors was formed in 1997 by art quilters in the Green Bay area. Today, membership expands throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Women Who Run With Scissors, Materialized Again, opens September 13th at the Neville Public Museum. The largest craft beverage sampling event returns to the Resch Expo October 4th, Festival Foods Craft Oberfest. Guests will receive a sampling glass and unlimited tastes of hundreds of craft beverages, including beer, wine, spirits, and more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
I'm
Four Tops. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW and streaming online at WGBW.FM with the Partridge Family.
Will there come a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other? Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Come a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Will there come a day? When you and I can say we can finally see each other? Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
And you alone
my hand, I understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you. Only you can make this change in me.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A Fox Valley woman will be going to prison for going into new homes being built in Kaukauna, turning on the water, and then leaving. 41-year-old Kenda Strobel-Nieft was sentenced in Outagamie Court yesterday to 18 months in prison. Prosecutors say Strobel-Nieft went into homes under construction and turned on the faucets to purposely flood the house. They say Strobel-Nieft admitted she went into more than 20 homes. In addition to prison time, Strobel-Nieft was ordered to pay more than $240,000 in restitution. The Packers' newest star player, Micah Parsons, will face his former team for the first time on Sunday when the Pack takes on Dallas at AT&T Stadium. Parsons' contract dispute with the Cowboys and subsequent trade to Green Bay was one of the biggest NFL stories of the summer. But Parsons still expects a warm welcome in Dallas, saying there's no hard feelings, on his part anyway. Parsons says he knows what a Dallas-Green Bay matchup looks like, and he predicts plenty of fan excitement for the Sunday night primetime matchup. One challenge he does expect: trying to sack his former mentor, Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott. But once the game kicks off, Parsons says nobody's talking about a trade. They're talking about winning the football game. Parsons won't be the only player on the field Sunday facing his former team for the first time. Longtime Packers player Kenny Clark was part of the trade deal with Dallas and will face the Packers for the first time as opponents. Clark was a three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle during his 9 years with the Packers. Kickoff for Sunday's game is set for 7:20. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 80s. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. It's 67 right now.
WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Your 5 o'clock multi-state keyword is bank, B-A-N-K, bank. Take it to the bank. Text it in using the Civic Media app. Good luck.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Bye. She can take what I dish out, and that's not easy. Well, she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
Sir Tom Jones, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, featuring some new programming this weekend. More on that coming up. Right now, let's get out that 409.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Nothing can touch my 409, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up.
Ooh, giddy up, giddy up. Ooh, giddy up, giddy up. Ooh, giddy up, giddy up.
When I take her to the drag, she really shines. In the fastest time.
Giddy up, giddy up, 409.
My four-speed dual quad positive traction, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW with CCR. Eric here, good evening. Hey, some new programming on this weekend. Joining the Sunday shows, you probably have already tuned in for New Wisco Weekend, Sunday mornings at 8, the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, Sunday mornings at 9. However, bookending those two shows, a new show Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, Lean Local, hosted by former mayor Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. And then at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, Always On Point. That's a new show with Kristen Ambozo, discussions on the local real estate market. So check it out. Sundays, of course, after that, when your favorite oldies kick back in, it is a Segway Sunday featuring more nonstop music. 97.9, making weekends better.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time before you leave my arms and
news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. A few minutes yet to get in the 5 o'clock keyword if you have not done so. That multi-state keyword is bank, B-A-N-K, bank. Take it to the bank. Text it in using the Civic Media app. Remember, Pete Schwab will have another one coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Bank.
She ain't got no money, clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, love flows to where my rose, there it goes, and nobody knows like me. She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy,
present. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Single day singing.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife, say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife, say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. You'd like to have dinner with me. Go take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife, say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Go take a letter.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers now just 4 days away from a government shutdown. Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries criticized Republicans for going on vacation, he says, and President Trump for canceling talks with Democratic leaders to try and work on sticking points on a stopgap measure, including changes to Medicaid.
Republicans want to shut down the government. They want to continue to inflict pain on the American people, and they want to continue to gut the health care of everyday Americans.
The president has vowed to furlough federal workers and issue permanent layoffs if a shutdown occurs. The UN Security Council today rejecting efforts to delay sanctions from being reimposed on Iran over its nuclear program and refusal to international oversight. Today marks 1 year since Hurricane Helene pushed inland, carving a destructive path across 7 states with flooding and mudslides, killing in all 249 people. Forecasters now watching a developing storm in the Atlantic that could become a hurricane next week and target the Carolinas. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/